Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening, we're featuring works by Bach, of course, along with Vidor Couperin, Massenet, Reger, and a couple of others besides. We start tonight with George Frederick Handel, who lived between 1685 and 1750. He was born in Germany, but spent the majority of his musical career in London. He wrote operas and oratorios, organ music and anthems, and six organ concertos, opus 7, composed in London, which were composed between 1740 and 1751. Although these weren't published until 1761, 2 years after Handel's death. The concerto in B-flat major, opus 7, number 1, premiered in February 1740 at Lincoln's Inn Theatre. We're going to hear the Bure, which is the fourth movement of this particular piece. Was the concerto in B-flat major, opus 7, number 1, and the fourth movement thereof, the Allegro, by George Frederick Handel, and we heard Richard Egger with the Academy of Ancient Music. Our piece by Johann Sebastian Bach today is his fugue in E-flat major, BWV 552, better known as the St. Anne. The piece is a fairly complex triple fugue, and the same theme appears three times, but each has a different personality. The resemblance to the hymn tune St. Anne, which is usually sung to O God I Help in Ages Past, would appear to be coincidental since that wouldn't have been known to Bach. The fugue has essentially three parts, the first a plano organ section of 36 bars, the second a manualita of 45 bars, and the final section a further plano of 36 bars. The piece, in my humble view, is definitely one of Bach's finest.
Thank you.
St. Anne Fugue in E-flat major, BWV 552, played there by Ronald Frost on the organ of St. Anne's Church, Manchester. Charles Marie Vidor was born in Lyon in 1844 and came from a family of organ builders. He died in Paris some 93 years later. He compiled a lifetime of orchestral, organ, chamber, choral and piano works, of which probably the best known are his 10 organ symphonies. The famous organ builder, Aristide Cavalcol, was a friend of the family, so organ music was very much in the blood, and Vidor quickly established himself as a virtuoso on the instrument and mixed in the Paris organ circles with such illustrious names as Charles Gounod and Camille Saint-Saëns. At 25, he became provisional organist of Saint-Sulpice in Paris, but despite this, remained there for no less than 64 years. The toccata from his fifth symphony is surely his best known, but all 10 of the organ symphonies bear considerable musical merit. Here we have the Allegro from Symphony No. 6 in C minor.
Thank you.
The Allegro from Organ Symphony No. 6 in C minor, Opus 42, No. 2 by Charles-Marie Vidor, played there by Marie-Claire Alain. Henry Balfour Gardner lived between 1877 and 1950. He was a British musician, a teacher and a composer. He was a piano student at the Hoch Conservatory in Frankfurt, and his best-known piece really is his Evening Hymn, written in 1908, and that is a setting of the compline hymn To Lucius Antiterminum. It's written for eight-part choir and organ, and has a very strident organ part. Sadly, Balfour Gardner gave up composing in 1925, as he was too self-critical, and he died on his own pig farm near Salisbury. Balfour Gardiner's Evening Hymn, played by Simon Johnson at the organ and with the Cathedral Choir of St. Paul's in London. Louis Couperin lived between 1626 and 1661. He was a French Baroque composer and performer, and he was organist of the Church of Saint-Gervais in Paris. He had a sparkling career, but it was unfortunately cut short by his untimely death at the age of 35. Here we have his Fantasia. Louis Couperin's Fantasia, played there by Stefano Innocenti. Olivier Messiaen lived between 1908 and 1992. He was a French composer. He wrote works for piano, chamber ensembles and orchestra, as well as for the organ. He entered the Paris Conservatoire in 1919 at the age of just 11 and studied under such illustrious names as Ducas, Vidor and Dupré. He was appointed organist at the Église de la Sainte-Trinité, Paris, in 1931. Position he held until his death 61 years later. His La Nativité du Seigneur, The Nativity of the Lord, or The Birth of the Saviour, written in 1935, is our next piece, and we're going to hear the fifth movement, Les Enfants de Dieu, The Children of God.
Thank you.
Les Enfants de Dieu from La Nativité du Seigneur. And that was by Olivier Messiaen, played there by Jennifer Bate at the organ of the Cathedral Saint-Pierre in Geneva. The popular song Never on a Sunday was written by the Greek composer Manos Hatzidakis in 1960. The song won the Academy Award for the Best Original Song in 1960, which at that time was a first for a foreign language song. It's since been recorded by numerous artists and has gained various degrees of success throughout the world. Here we have an organ transcription played on the mighty Wurlitzer of Hoyt's Regent Theatre. On a Sunday, played there by Tony Fenelon, and that was on the organ of the Wurlitzer in Hoyt's Regent Theatre, Melbourne. Siegfried Kargelert was a German composer of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He wrote for a number of instruments, but perhaps best known for his organ and harmonium output. Amongst his organ works, his 66 chorale improvisations dedicated to the great organist Alexander Gilmour, opus 65, are surely the best known. Here we have the 36th of those improvisations, Herr wie du willst, Lord as you will. Choral Improvisation Herr wie du willst, Opus 65, Number 36, by Siegfried Kargelert, played there by Stefan Engels at the St. George's Church, Ulm in Germany. Johann Pachelbel lived between 1653 and 1706. He was a German composer, an organist, and a teacher. He composed a large body of sacred and secular music, and his contributions to the development of the chorale prelude and fugue have earned him a place amongst the most important composers of the Middle Baroque era. He's best known for the Canon in D, but he wrote more than 100 fugues on three themes. Today we're going to hear his rather short fugue in D major. Johann Pachelbel's Fugue in D major, played there by Jürgen Essel on an unspecified organ. Our final piece tonight comes from Max Reger, who was a German composer of the late 19th century. He was a concert pianist and became a professor at the Royal Conservatory in Leipzig. His keyboard works are thought to have been influenced by the likes of Liszt and Wagner, but with the complex counterpoint of Bach. His organ sonata number 2 dates from 1901. It has three movements, and we're going to hear the Allegro con brio, or at a fast tempo with spirit. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until next time, goodbye.